Okay, 801.
You all got my note. I'm going to call the meeting and run this meeting.
Carol's got it.
Yeah,
the vice chair has it.
She's going to...
No, I didn't resign. I'll resign at the end of this meeting. I told you I was going to.
I thought you said something to everybody.
I did.
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't want to surprise you. I'm going to give you a heads up. But we've got to appoint somebody.
Well, it's not, that's not, we can't do it at this meeting.
We can't?
No.
No, because it's not on the agenda.
This is a special meeting just for this, and so we have to put it on the agenda for the regular meeting.
All right, fine.
Damn details again.
Yeah,
okay, so am I running the meeting?
Well, I don't know. You're not technically chair. If we can't do it until we make the change at the next meeting.
Vice chair, though.
Whatever you guys want. This is my point. I'm not going to worry about these little details when there's so many more important things to do.
Well, I mean, do you want to run the meeting?
I had intended to, but if 2-1, that's fine. It's your show.
It wasn't a vote.
It wasn't a vote.
Well, it's...
It really wasn't.
It was a default, so if you want to...
If you want to run it, run the meeting. You run the meeting. You run the meeting, and then we'll go from there.
All right, the special meeting's called to order. And is Marie going to be part of this, or we've got recording?
I'm recording the meeting, so she'll have it for the minute.
Okay, and you'll note all of the...
Yes, I will.
Items that have been adhered to, administrative items?
Yes.
Okay. We have a plan to receive, do we?
The proposal.
Right, the proposal was sent to you in your packets. Would you like me to take it from here?
Yeah. I mean, you or Donnie, somebody want to present it? Or we want to jump right into questions?
Well, if you've read it and if anybody has questions, this meeting is just basically to take a look at what the proposal is, that there's the need for added assistance for the Public Works Department, for the director, and the directive of the committee was to come up with a plan, and the plan includes the two positions, one full-time and one part-time position for the Public Works Department. So you all received the information about why and the two job descriptions, along with some of the other costs that would be included, and then the organizational chart as to what it would look like should we be fortunate enough to get these two positions added into the budget, so we can open it up for questions.
Okay.
So position one, maintenance and facilities supervisor, full time. I'm just wondering, you know, with it really, I believe, needs to be somebody who you feel like you can totally train to do the testing and NPDES. And I mean, you think there are people out there you can find someone?
We won't know until we...
Until we try?
Because it's going to have to be a well-rounded...
Special.
Individual that is capable of the underground storage tank.
Right. And so many other things.
That's right. Looking at drainage inverts.
I mean, beach access paths, OCRM,
well,
sort of.
The maintenance part is more flexible. You need to look at what's your top priorities, top two priorities of drainage and the underground storage tank.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can be trained, or a lot of people could be trained to do the general maintenance. Even if they can see structural repairs, it takes more than that to get into the details of drainage systems, how they work.
The laws.
I've learned a lot in 15 years about drainage. I had no idea. But over time, that hands-on experience, it has helped. But it's still... somewhat reactive. The city council 14 years ago gave me a plan.
Right.
It was just a starting point. You have to walk the weeds and you have to adjust that plan every year. It's dynamic. As a pile of leaves gets put into a ditch that shouldn't have been, then things have to change. So
do you need a new or updated plan?
So the plan has been increased from the 5-year and consolidated to the remainder of the contract this year and next year. And then once that contract is renewed, then you'll go to
3 year.
If council were to approve it, we go to what I'm assuming is like a 3 year plan.
I thought we approved that.
We approved additional monies for the remainder of the contract.
Oh, okay. All right. And then the position two, which is the 25 hours a week, I guess you think they would just sort of field calls and get out there and do whatever sort of needs to be done, Johnny on the spot, plus handle the paperwork.
Establishing the work orders, the purchase orders for me, keeping up with my maintenance, preventive maintenance schedule for the fleet.
Right, that's good.
That's all being done by me now.
Jeez.
The BSNA has took some relief with my daily maintenance to stay within my budget, or as best we can. Of course, when you're running a fleet and fleet ages, maintenance tends to go up. We've managed for 14 of my 15 years to stay within that budget without increasing that budget. I think D. Taylor did increase it from 80,000 to 85,000 when the incinerator was closed,
mm-hmm.
and we were going to have to go from Ronda Street all the way to
Bees Ferry. Yeah.
So he did increase it. I did not request it. It was increased for that reason alone, is that more wear and tear. He was right, and being a conservative guy, Donnie was wrong as usual. But I have not increased that budget. We've maintained it, and my fleet average about 18 years in service. All of my trucks. That's kind of the breaking point. I don't see. I would love to stretch it further, but with the salt, 18 is
Useful life for.
It's cutting it. So, but that's taken the BSNA account has taken a little bit of that relief, where you can, the data's in there. You just got to pull it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's taken some of the time and attendance. But that's not what it's called, but in my department, I'm critical of. Not critical, but I pay very, very close attention to call-in sickness. That's just from the private sector, and I continue that philosophy. If they're scheduled sick, that's different. But if you have a period of absence, one day or 13 days, that's one period of absence. And so many periods of absence, it's you'll see if you look at an evaluation of mine, I'm pretty hard on that type of stuff. Sickness is, if you have the flu and you're out for 13 days, that's one period. But if you're out every Monday and every Friday, it's two periods of absence, and it's a trend, and I don't like that.
Donnie, in addition to personnel, are you going to be recommending any additional funding in the budget cycle?
So there's to
for funding for
operations.
I just want to say, where you're going to put these people.
So there would have to be some redesign of the public works
building
staff. Like the assistant, I think his title would stay the same. His job duties has evolved into a working foreman now with duties that he once did not have. The beach cleaning, more hands-on with that truck out there with the miscellaneous, helping that up. So that office, in my opinion, that office would be the new drainage facilities maintenance position.
as we all know, there's a sensitivity to hiring personnel because you're going to have a recurring, ongoing cost. There's also a sense, well, we need some oversight. We need worker bees referring either your staff or outsource. As that operational part of the budget, do you see it increasing?
No.
Do you have a need for it to increase? Okay. A related question to the beach. If Shup Enterprises stops performing, can we make a case ever? Does it make sense to make a case to bring that in-house?
It would cost a lot of money for the city, more so than a contract, and I'll tell you why. That business, it requires swinging shifts, as with the tide, and sometimes double shifts within one day. So that's a problem.
So you don't think it's a close call to bring it in-house? That's all I need.
That would not, I would.
Okay. Other questions, comments?
So I just wanted to go back into the Public Works building.
Yes.
And kind of what I saw that there needs to be adjustments, but I'd like to know kind of what they are besides moving.
So Douglas and I, Douglas came over there.
Mm-hmm.
So Joe's office would be the drainage office, and then where the ice maker. There's a door, the main entrance, the glass door.
Mm-hmm.
Just put a wall right there for a third part-time office. And then open the wall to Joe's office now, a sidewall from the cafeteria area, mm-hmm. that would have one central door for all three offices, mm-hmm. into the middle office.
Mm-hmm.
So he or she, whoever that position got filled, would have that main door going through both to get to me or to get to this part-time person. That's the simplest way. is concrete, put a wall up, bust a door, computer, desk,
phone.
Yeah. And to interject a little bit, also when we were over there looking at it, like a lot of things, the air quality and everything, so this includes some HVAC type, so it's not just putting up a wall and a door and desks and computers, mm-hmm. it's really revamping the lunchroom and making HVAC so the air quality is good. So there were a lot more more details that was included in that cost.
Okay.
And to make it much more aesthetically pleasing for those offices, for people to not have to come over here, because you'll have that person over there for that period of time, and people would be able to, if they needed to, they would go there. But just to really make it be much more.
Well, we looked at another option of an add-on.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
that was
too expensive.
You'd be, it makes more sense to remodel inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well,
anything else, Ryan?
No, I think one of the biggest things, as you mentioned, Ted, the fact that people get a little heartburn when you talk about the addition of more employees. But one of the biggest concerns we heard from our residents recently, and it came up in last night's forum, was our drainage. You know, and how do we tackle that? And obviously, Donnie needs more help. Needs in order to keep up with the, the reoccurring programs he has going on now, and then to tackle these other things that either the state or the county's kind of passing on to us, really. And then,
well, they're the county, they help and
they do, yeah.
They're inspecting, but you need someone
to keep
there.
Ahead of it.
More than
on demand or on request.
Crisis management.
Correct.
Right.
Need to be proactive in the approach as opposed to reactive.
Correct.
The ditch that is in on the forefront now is the 32nd Avenue ditch that runs parallel to Waterway. That ditch, it was cleaned less than a year ago. The problem is the center of that ditch is a bowl.
Mm-hmm.
needs to be restructured and sloped with grade. Mm-hmm. And county's the one who did it. I requested it. They came in there and spent a lot of time in there, but there was no engineering behind it other than cleaning that ditch. And they used a vac truck.
Yeah.
But they did not cut the ditch in the center.
Right.
They were just...
just sucking it out.
Pulling out the silt and leaves and, you know, I don't know how we can... I don't know how the city can communicate more to the residents about the illegal dumping.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest issue.
Well, maybe that could be something, too, that this new person, you know, we need to...
When we see education campaign. We report it to the county. County has inspectors. They are our MS4 representative. Mm-hmm. And so if there's illegal discharges or illegal dumping in those ditches, I can report it to,
to the good
staff
Lord
over there.
Mm-hmm. When you say dumping, is it liquid-based or is it trash?
Leaves.
Both.
All of the above.
Really?
Trash?
More so of items that normally the Public Works Department could not take.
Oh, batteries?
Tires.
Yeah.
Bad stuff.
That kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you mentioned last night's session and the importance of drainage. The other one in the top four was sewer.
Right.
And I've got an anecdote to share with you. Of course, the night before, Council chose to pass on dealing with some incremental efforts, right, to help on sewer. Every time we get a family on sewer, a property on sewer, the better. I had after yesterday's meeting, an anecdote shared with me by a citizen that several years ago she had approached the Water and Sewer Commission, and there was still confusion. Is this a city enterprise or not? And I had explained to a group of about a dozen people the difference between local government and a special purpose district, which is very confusing to them. It's kind of obvious to us, but it's confusing to them. She claims that she wanted to get the house on sewer. There was a sewer line in front of her road, so all she had to do was connect. The cost was excessive. $40,000 was the number given. But more importantly than that, she met with people over at Water and Sewer, and they discouraged her from connecting. Now, any utility, the way you're successful, is the more people you have signed up, and that reduces the costs across everybody else. And here's a utility that's discouraging a citizen from connecting. So we have a lot of issues there. We've heard some the other night. We're aware of some. We talked about some in executive session. That's something that we need to come back to. And at some point in time, you and or Douglas, we need to have, a better strategy, and whether council's ready to deal with that is another matter.
So is this... The new person would mostly drainage, but would they also be sort of somewhat dealing with septic and?
Not at this time.
No. And do you go to the water and sewer meetings? And are we sending somebody now?
Well, 2 years ago when I came on council, I asked the question, and we had not been. Somebody volunteered, and then 4 or 5 months later we asked what's going on, and they had not attended any of the meetings. So no, we are not. You know, you think about these communities in Michigan and they have a water and sewer problem. Nobody talks about whether it's the Water and Sewer Authority or anybody else. They talk about the city of Flint, Michigan.
Right.
They'll talk about the city of Isle of Palms. And this issue right here, and we have stuff getting into the waterway. We start affecting our habitat, our fishing, our oystering. It's a ticking time bomb. It's interesting that I'll step aside as chairman of this committee, and I was thinking last night, I started my career with the Municipal Association. One of the first things I did was wrote a statewide report on public works, which include water, sewer, trash pickup, and garbage collection. And so I cap my hat here as I end that involvement. But I'll be involved on the committee.
Okay. So I think what we need to do, I don't know if we need a motion coming out of here, or the fact that we during our budget process. I like what was put together here.
I would call for a motion, Ryan, yeah. And we send it on to council with a motion, strong support for these positions. And I think we also need to support Donnie's request in the other budgeting items that will come up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's an awareness, and by two of the sitting council members that were on this committee last year,
right.
There was an awareness. But again, we kind of flip-flop sometimes. They also voted unanimously that the goal of the city should be a sewer-wide system. Yet, you know, mm-hmm. we're not prepared to take that action, even the smallest increments. So if one of you would call for a motion, let's get that out.
No, I'll go ahead and make a motion that we forward this to our to full council and for the budget process.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Oppose? All right. It's unanimously passed. Good luck, Donnie. Good luck.
Yeah, I really hope this... I mean, and again, like you said, there is a major awareness.
Yeah. If there's not any other business, just a couple observations and one of transitional, which I was prepared to do. You may have seen Donnie's dashboard. Did you get a copy of it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a good start. Hopefully it's a model for other committees. It's designed to help Donnie, to help the policymakers get through some of this detail without getting embedded too much in it. If we can't make the change of committee chair now, we need to wait for the next meeting, that's fine. Just as a point of order, we made a mistake putting me as chair. I recognize it, and so I'll step down and we'll get, sounds like Carol, you become chair and you'd be vice chair. My position is going to be to support good government and support staff, and that won't change, but it's probably better that I do that on the side than as chair. So if there's no further business.
Motion to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
So moved. Thank you all.